Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey.
Open up those windows. Pretty nice out today. 55 and sunny. 60 on Saturday. I got baseball on my mind. I don't know about you. So, I got a message for the Yankee fan right now. The Yankee fan needs to get comfortable being uncomfortable for a while. Yankees got a lot of issues going into the season. Right now, the Yankees are a flawed team, and they know it. They know it. But now is not the time to address it. I'm not doing anything now if I'm the Yankees. You know why? I don't know what the biggest problem's going to be. You know, it's like the old whack-a-mole on the boardwalk. Boom, that's done. Boom, another guy pops up. Boom, this guy's done. Boom, another guy pops up. Now, this very well might work out very favorably for the Yankees, and I do think the Yankees will be very good this year. But I think if you look at this team and you look at these situations, which are building by the day, by the way, Stanton, amongst other stuff, there's a lot of things that you can't trust right now. We can sit here until we're blue in the face. Oh, yeah, Jason Dominguez, stud, switch hitter, pop, good speed. Hey, he's going to figure it out in left field. He might. Might not. Third base, doesn't really matter as much. Yanks got Judge. Yankees got Belly. Yankees got Jazz. Wells going to take a big step forward. That very well might happen. Or somebody goes down and third base, the importance of third base is amplified, and the Yankees have the worst third base situation in baseball. Possible. Up Stanton. Listen, he'll be ready for October. That's when you need him. Yeah, it's nice to have him in October cranking moonshots, but the Yankees right now do not have a lot of righty power. And right now the Yankees don't really have a designated hitter. And that's not good. And as a matter of fact, this ties into Dominguez and maybe Volpe as well. Who's the leadoff hitter? I know that it's probably going to be Dominguez. If not Dominguez, Volpe. Is that a home run? The answer is no. All right? I think they're quite possibly too lefty-oriented. A lot of lefty sticks. And as much as I think Goldschmidt, you look at those second half numbers, those metrics, fairly optimistic that he's going to be okay this year. They don't really know what you're getting at first base. You just don't. So if you look at the Yankees, at least the lineup, there's more concerns than answers. And even with that being said, I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything today. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I'm not doing anything next week. You know why? I don't know what the biggest problem is going to be for the Yankees. I don't. I just gave you five or six possibilities. Could be left, could be third, could be DH, could be leadoff hitter, could be cleanup man, could be first base. I don't think it'll be first. But it could be. I mean, if that's it, if Goldschmidt's cooked, then he got a problem at first base again. So Hal Steinbrenner, and you need to understand this, Yankee fans. You need to. Because he's telling you what's in his heart. And, you know, you can say, and I like Hal. I don't think he's perfect. But one thing about Hal, he doesn't lie to you as a Yankee fan. I think he's pretty transparent. I think he's been very forthright in what he doesn't speak too often, but when he does, I think his messaging is clear. And I think as you watch it play out, I think it's been accurate. It reflects what he says he's going to do. And I'm of the mindset, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And Hal told you last week, I'm not looking to do anything. I don't want to do anything. Now, that I don't believe. But I don't believe there's going to be an abundance of moves that he will make. I believe Hal Steinbrenner this season, at some point, will make one big move if necessary. So let me ask you this. Why in the world would you fire it now when you don't know what the biggest issue is going to be? Why would you do it? Yeah, I understand, guys. Listen, I get it. I'd love to roll into the season, you know, with Jeter batting first and, you know, Tino at first base banging 40 bombs and all the constants that the Yankees dynasty, the dynasties had in the past. Of course, we don't want that. It's not the reality right now. Yankees have a lot of assets. I think, unfortunately, from an offensive perspective, they're on the mound. So I ask you this, right? And I know how it is. The tickets are expensive and the aura of the Yankees. You see Soto over there in Queens. maybe a little jealous of that, maybe a little pissed off, whatever. Just deal with it and understand that this Yankee team is going to win 90-something games with their eyes shut. However, this Yankees team is not a World Series team. They're just not, like in terms of winning the World Series. And I don't even know if there's one power move that they can make that ultimately gets in there. I honestly don't know. But let's just say, just to further this and probe a little more deeply, as I tell you, there's one move to make that I think Howe will make, big move at some point. If I make it today, and let's say the Yankees get Arenado, just say they were to do something like that. And let's say, you address third base, but he doesn't hit much. And then as the season progresses, well, you got an issue in left field. You got an issue at first base. You got an issue DH. The other issues that I outlined, I don't want to be overly repetitive. I think you know what they are coming in. And I'm not going to waste that one move on something that might be a marginal, nominal upgrade when I don't know what the biggest problem is going to be. So I get it. The big bad Yankees, the aura, the pinstripes, all the championships in the World Series a year ago. You want it to be go time. It's not go time yet. It's not. Right now is the time to preach prudence and not, chase an abundance of riches that might be fool's gold down the road. I'm not doing anything. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. I get it. Yeah. We've been leaning on all these prospects, waiting for this to happen, waiting for this to pop, waiting for this to come to fruition. Understood. Now, maybe I'm just a little more patient than some of you. Maybe from a Yankee perspective, I don't mean from my job because it's half my job. I don't care what the Mets are doing. Maybe, yeah, I acknowledge the Red Sox are going to be better. I'm not overly consumed with the Red Sox now, just like I'm not overly consumed with the Astros right now. There is 6 months of baseball. Let me ask you this. Even if Dominguez is on skates in the outfield and third baseman combined is hitting 170 in April and the DH spot is constantly fluctuating, no real answer. I think Stanton's out for a long time. Let's say worst case scenario. Worst case. Well, worst case would be Judge going down. So aside from that, God forbid, the other stuff that we hit. Do you actually think that the Yankees are going to limp into May 11-19 with this pitching staff? Now, I will be honest. If I didn't like the staff this much, I'd be singing a different tune. I'd be saying, whoa, 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 whoa. This is unacceptable. There's no way you can follow up a World Series appearance like this. Patience. And many of you don't have it. And that's fine. I get it. I'm patient, but I'm also smart enough to know when Hal tells us what he told us, he ain't lying. It's not changing. So to me, that's where I'm at. Yeah, you wake up. It's funny, certain days where it just feels like baseball. Today's one of those days. Hoff, how glorious was it when you get in the car today or you walk to the train? It is gorgeous. You can hear some birds chirping, all the remnants of the snow, that little last lingering amount of ice gone. It's baseball season, baby. And I think I'm ahead of the curve here because I'm not going to get rattled. I'm not going to go nuts. I'm not going to overplay my hand. I don't really know. I don't. I could tell you. I could give you projections. I don't really know what this Yankees offense is going to be. I don't. I don't know exactly where Bellinger's going to. I have ideas, but I don't know where Bellinger's going to hit. And I don't know how he's going to play. I don't know exactly what Wells is going to be. I don't know exactly, what's behind Aaron Judge. There's. Listen, when you look at the Yankees offensively, it is accurate to say that there's more questions than answers. There just are. Now, that doesn't mean that that the fate is doomed. Questions aren't necessarily bad. It's just an unknown that you've got to navigate. And, Hoff, I don't know, maybe it's, getting back to the World Series. I got to scratch that itch, and I do want to win it. Don't get me wrong. I am in a good place. I am in a peaceful place. I am fully aware of what the Yankees are thinking and doing. And right now, I'm chilling. I'm not doing a thing from a Yankee perspective.
My concern is that you said that they have one big move you believe that Howe will do. I still don't believe that. I don't trust that. In the past few years, he hasn't really in season gone above him. Jazz was a big move, but financially it really wasn't.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. And I know why you might say, I know why others might say that as well. It just doesn't feel like the way it used to. Because it's not. And everybody's got to get over this. Chasing the payrolls and, you know, that gap. There were years. The Yankees spent $50, $60 million more than everybody else. You don't need to do that to be good. And I think we all agree, as a baseline, the Yankees will be good. I don't know if they'll be great. I don't know if they'll be very good. They'll be good. So are you telling me, and maybe your answer is still yes, but I want to lay this out for you and get your answer. Are you telling me that the Yankees, let's go to July 13th, just throwing out some arbitrary date. July 13th, Yankees are 6 games over .500. Offense languishing a little bit. Judge is doing his thing. Bellinger's been good. Wells been good, like I think he will be, but there's still a lot of uncertainty. But the staff is carrying the weight and keeping this team afloat, up a game or two, up a game, you know, 3 games in the East. Are you telling me that if the Yankees have a chance to make a massive offensive upgrade by bringing in some real money, that Hal's not going to do it?
If he hasn't done it now, why wouldn't he do? Why is he going to do it?
But he has done it. Think about the payroll now.
Yeah, but no, like for example, Nolan Arenado is available. I mean, there's a possibility the Astros are going to make a move for him.
Yep.
And the whole thing is that he doesn't want to go above a certain tax level.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. And again, you could be right. See, but I would submit that he does want to go above a certain tax threshold for a player that he thinks would have a nominal impact. Now, I think that Arenado would help this team for sure, catching the baseball. We've talked about this a million times, right? I don't know if he's going to have a 706 OPS or an 812. And the evaluation of the... You see, we assume because the Yankees aren't doing anything further to address these, you know, 4 or 5 questions, that it's because they're cheap. Or they're just not willing to go nuts with them. Obviously not cheap when you have a top 3 payroll, but you know what I mean.
There's no way that we could say they're cheap.
No,
not even
close. That's unfair. But what I do think is also unfair to the Yankees is that when they don't make some of these perceived moves that can help them, is it because they don't want to stretch the payroll more or because they don't love the player?
Yeah, but now I can understand that maybe they don't love the player, but then they're going to love him in July?
No, I'm saying it could be somebody else. Think about this. You know, we're focused on an Arenado or an Arias, you know, maybe put him at third, whatever, put him at second, move Jazz back to third. You know, hit you soft 310, which is fine. I mean, you lead off hitter hitting 310, I'll take it. But maybe the power move is, maybe, you know, Dominguez scuffles. Hey, guess what? Or Goldschmidt scuffles. Hey, we put Dominguez in center, Goldschmidt to the bench, DH a little bit, Belly at first base, boom, Tatis. I mean, maybe it's something we're not even thinking of. That's all I'm saying. You don't think that if Hal is staring down the barrel of another World Series appearance back-to-back with a chance to crack through and win with Aaron Judge, what, 2, 3, 4 years left of absolute prime, and I think 4 is a bit of a stretch, and Gerrit Cole as well, you don't think that he would do it? I do. And by the way, before you answer, if he doesn't, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Do you think he would do it then?
I don't know. I really don't. And PT, here's the thing, right? Here's the other issue. Like, he may go and make one move, but is that even enough? Because like you laid out, there's so many different flaws with this Yankee team already that we're sitting here and going, if he does make that one move, is that going to clear up?
Don't know.
First base.
I don't know.
Leadoff hitter. Or is he just going to go and fill his third base?
I don't know. Now, but think about this, Hoff. Also, when you talk about the flaws here, they are, until proven, now third base is definitely a massive issue, but until proven otherwise, they are perceived flaws. We're not 76 games into the season, and the third baseman are batting 191, and Volpe's hitting 209, and, you know, Austin Wells is sitting on 4 home runs with an OPS of 697, and Stanton hasn't played an inning of a game, and Goldschmidt's OPS is 692. Like, these are, now, that could happen. It could. To me, these are perceived flaws. And that's why I'm chilling, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to evaluate, and then I'm going to pounce. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon's here, the Sal Licata Show. Let me get Eric in Rivervale. Eric, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, BT. How about yourself, brother?
Good, man. Good. Good, good, good.
Love the show. Doing a great job showing that you are an all-star doing it on your own this week. Love it, man.
I appreciate that, dude. What's happening?
So I agree with you on the Yanks right now, and I'm getting a little bit exhausted of this narrative that the Yankees don't and won't spend money and that Hal doesn't want to spend money, because it begs the question to me, like, you know, ever since we lost Soto, it's like, you know, the world is coming to an end, right? Like, we didn't spend enough money to get Soto. Like, we were never getting Soto. I mean, it was never happening because the Mets were always going to outbid. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we've lost a lot of other players in the process. Like, what have they lost in free agency? Like, to me, they haven't lost out on another player because of money. Hal hasn't said, no, I'm not going to this number. Like, the numbers that, like to me, does Bregman make us better? Maybe. You know, at that third base spot, yes, but the contract is ridiculous. Like, there was no reason to spend that kind of money on Bregman or the years that he wanted, right?
I agree.
To me, like, Arenado would be great. And if we lose him to the Astros and it becomes a money thing, okay, that's a different conversation. But that hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's where we need to focus. Like, Arenado would be great. I'm not sure what the hang-up is on the trade.
That's the money.
But
Eric, it's the money. The Yankees and other teams that have approached the Cardinals about Nolan Arenado, they want to make sure that they, you know, lop off some more money. Now, if he was still a superstar, which he's not, well, then you'd be less concerned with taking on that money. But, you know, he's at an interesting stage of his career where he's still highly viable defensively, and it's up to interpretation where he is with the stick. And that interpretation is allowing the Yankees to ask for more, and it's also it's the Cardinals' prerogative not to bite, but eventually they're going to move on from him, so you may as well play the long game. It's February. Let me get Frank and South Amboy, BT and Sound on the Fan. Frankie, what's happening?
What'd you say, BT? Pleasure, man.
All good, Frankie.
Question for you, man. This is kind of like my mindset on this. I mean, we all know that this team is built for the playoffs. I don't think that the team that we have right now will essentially be the team we have when we make that push. We have these young guys, Peraza, Pereira. I almost feel like they've been devalued to this point. So let's see what they have up until the trade deadline. And if they don't work out, okay, then we go get an Arenado or something like that to fill in these pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're on the same page. I'm fine where the Yankees are right now. It's not even March. The Yankees might have the best staff in baseball, 1 through 12. Not even just pitchers, starters. Like, they might have the best pitching. I know the Dodgers are really good as well, and there's a few others. I'm not talking about lineup. Dodgers offense destroys the Yankees lineup, and everybody's for the most part. But it's early. And by the way, who knows what happens with, I'll throw another name out there for you, Frank. Thanks for the call. McMahon from the Rockies. Lefty, pop, you know. Were the Rockies going to suddenly be good this year? No. They're going to stink like they always stink. And then if the Yankees have, you know, a real appetite to upgrade third base, you do it. And maybe if you got to, you know, sweeten the pot a little bit with some prospects, you do it. Hey, I can make the case right now. Again, it's paper. As I bounce the paper, it's paper. All right? Last year's paper, not just for the Yanks, but for the Mets. I've said this a lot. You know, we didn't even know much about Luke Weaver. Jazz Chisholm was on a different team. I mean, there was so many different things going on with that. You know, Austin Wells was not the cleanup hitter as he was for much of the season. So, yeah, you got to understand, unlike the NBA and unlike the quarterback spot and maybe left tackle in football, baseball's different. And I know that we're not, and I, listen, for the most part, I'm with you. I'm not conditioned with patience either. I'm just not. I'm not a very patient person. But I think at least with this, I'm a fairly sensible person. And you want to tell me there's a lot of problems on the Yankees. My pushback is there's a lot of potential problems or perceived problems. And until that comes to fruition, I'm not sweating. I'm not that worried. I can make a case. Hey, right now, first base, better. This year versus last year. First base, better. Second base, better. Shortstop, better. Year 3 for Volpe versus year 2 for Volpe. Catcher, better. Year 2 for Wells versus year 1. Center field, better because Bellinger's better than Judge. And Judge is better than Soto when you go to right field as a hitter and as a fielder. So I can make all those cases. Now, I don't know if they're all going to happen. That's the point of the conversation. Understand what I'm saying. I really believe the Yankees, I believe that Hal will do this. And if not, that's a different conversation. That's a different level of energy. And that's a different level of disappointment. Hal Steinbrenner, I've always thought, has done a lot more for this team and for you as a Yankee fan than you think and than you admit on the air and on social media. I have zero problems with Hal. None. Just like I think when it's time to make a big move this year, I believe he will. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal here on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By the way, our guy Sally is under the knife right now, so good luck to him. He was going in around 9:30 or 10, so he's off the rest of this week. We'll get back together on Monday. BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. It's 10:30 on the button. 888-808-1019 is our number. Brandon Tierney, Sal the Cotta Show. We are absolutely stacked today, starting with the Yanks. Next hour, a little 3RQ for you. Carl Anthony Towns, a little bit banged up. I'll get into that a little later as well. I wanted to react further the way the Jets brass, their new Mooj and AG, the way they're handling this Rodgers stuff. And I just saw something during the break on Twitter about the Giants, where the real buzz out there at the Combine in Indy is that it really appears more and more that their main target is Stafford. Not Sanders, not Ward, nobody else. Stafford, which you know I agree with because I spent a lot of this, how I opened the show yesterday. All right, let's get back to the calls. If you're a Yankee fan and you feel this lineup is a little less than, you ain't wrong. You're not wrong. There's a lot of questions going into opening day. But I think I think if you don't agree with, you know, what I said to start the show, that's fine. But I do think where we splinter would be this. Yes, there are questions, but questions don't necessarily mean deficiencies. I want to get some answers before I start making moves. And I do believe, maybe it's not plural, maybe a singular move, but when it's time to upgrade whatever the biggest weakness is of this team, at whatever point that is during the season, I believe that Hal's going to do it. Many of you don't. I do. 888-808-1019. Let's jump back to you on the phones. Mike's in Tom's River. Mike, BT, and Sal. What's up, buddy?
BT, what's up, brother?
All good. What you got going on, man? How are you?
Listen, man. Listen, I agree with you 100% that the Yankees, you know, should try and wait, you know, maybe to the deadline, because they were attached to Ryan McMahon last year, and I believe he didn't want to get traded during the season, if I'm mistaken. Something about with, like, the pregnancy with his wife, I think. I'm not sure. Mm. But I think that's the target that the Yankees need to go after. Good glove. Lefty fit. He's going to bet you 250. Pop 20 home runs.
Yeah.
Just want to get your opinion on that.
I've always liked him. I mean, I remember seeing him when he first came off the scene playing against the Mets. Mets and the Rockies. I'm like, I like this kid. Now, I'm also a little favorable to lefties. You know, that's why I love, you know, you go back to last year, like, Brett Beatty, you know, Brady over all the young kids. I've always liked lefty hitters more. But I do think that, yeah, he's got enough on, you know, on the resume where it's a massive upgrade and he can pick it. He's not Arenado with the leather. He's not Meadows, but he's good. And he certainly ain't DJ. I mean, so it's just, listen, it comes down to level of patience. And the World Series appearance either did one of two things for you. It either, you know, reignited that ferocity where you're like, I need more, and I need it now. More, we all need more because they didn't win, if you're a Yankee fan, but you need it now. I want more. I don't need it now. What's happening, Huff?
Well, I just have a question about Ryan McMahon, because I do want to break down his numbers first. One quick second.
All right, let me pop him up.
I know you love him.
Well, I really like him.
But last year, everyone was talking about Ryan McMahon, and let me just throw out there that if the Yankees actually traded for Ryan McMahon, I think fans would be livid, because his last 54 games of the season, he batted 189.
Did he really?
His OPS was 569. Mm. He had 5 home runs, 18 RBIs, and 196 at-bats.
Was he hurt, or did his wife have the baby? I mean, I don't know.
He played 54 games. There was no injuries. He played. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know if... Listen, he's usually around a 240, 250 type of hitter, so that is who he is.
Yep.
But, I mean, the last second half, you talk about second half seasons, like that was scary.
Yeah, listen, I don't think he's great. I've never said, listen, I don't even know if he's ever had an OPS over 800, even playing in that ballpark. I know he's had a lot of high 700s. I want to see what he's making. Like, I just want to look at his contract real quick. I know it's not a ton. I just got to look at this. You know, when you look at what he's getting, yeah, I mean, Come on, man. He's making $16 million this year. What's DJ making? Right around the same? I mean, a little less than that, but just about. You combine DJ and, yeah, I mean, those other guys are young, so it's not a ton, but that equates to about $16 million. And, you know, next year he's on the books for 16 again. So it's $32 million combined, and then he's a free agent in 2028. I don't know. I mean, do you think the Rockies going to re-sign him? Probably not, unless he absolutely loves Colorado. Maybe his wife is from Wyoming or Colorado or the Dakotas. I don't know. All I know is that he's pretty good, and not great, pretty good. Solves a big issue for the Yankees, and you know, I think he'll be on the radar. To what degree, I don't know. But, you know, I think he's going to be in play. Mike's in Stanford. Mike, what's happening?
What's up, BT? Love the show. I love your insight. The more I think about this, and I didn't feel like this at the time, but I really think not going all in on Soto has really hurt us. I think
Did he drop?
He had in over a decade.
Hold on a second, Mike. Hold on. So I know about the Soto not going all in, not getting him hurt us, but he dropped out for a sec. Go ahead. Finish it from there.
I think he was a major spark plug for us that we haven't had in over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
I think he ignited us. He was the catalyst into the playoffs, into the World Series. Without that, we are flat. That's what I think.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, Juan Soto is not only is he a tactician in the batter's box, he's a showman. And he just emits juice. He just does. You know, and that juice goes into the stands. It obviously trickles into the locker room. I think, you know, I know the vibe with the Latin players, not just the Latin players, but certainly that was a good thing. That was a great energy. That's gone, and you got to get over it. It's gone. I mean, Hoff, can you drop him? Something's wrong with this. Thanks for the call there, Mike. I don't know what's going on with the touchscreen here. We'll figure it out. But Soto is gone. Now he's not very far, so you're not getting away from Soto, but you got to deal with it. I already have. And doesn't mean that, you know, deep down you can't lament or wonder, you know, what could have been the next couple of years. But I'm not crying moving forward for Juan Soto. You can't. What's it going to do for you? Do nothing for you. Now, I'm also of the mindset, and I could be proven wrong with this, I think the level of angst that some of you certainly, understandably, with the absence of Soto, I think is directly attributable to Soto no longer being here, but also trickling down to maybe not liking the moves the Yankees made as a pivot. I love what the Yankees did as a pivot. I really do. You know, we've run down it a million times. Come on. I mean, at this point, Gerrit Cole, who is slightly diminished, slightly from his Cy Young, still the horse, but not quite. I think you can make the case Max Fried might, or Luis Gil, but certainly Max Fried might have better stuff, slightly better stuff at this point than Gerrit Cole. You got Max Fried, who's a lefty. You know, Yankee championship teams, Guidry, Pettit, etc., have always had, I don't mean a Cortez type, no disrespect, have always had some anchors at the top of the rotation, Whitey, because that's what you need in that ballpark with those dimensions to somewhat neutralize lefty sticks. So, Freed's a horse, and, you know, Bellinger's looking to get paid. Probably won't get paid here long term, but he could be a really good fit for a couple years. And he got Judge back in his regular spot. Like, I like what the Yankees did. Like, people don't believe me. Oh, he's coping. Have a little sip of copium. No. Hoff, besides the Dodgers, name a better pitching staff, 1 through 12 or 13, than the Yankees go on paper, going in.
A pitching staff?
Pitching staff, not lineup.
The only one I would say is Seattle.
Okay, and it's debatable, but they're in the conversation. I have a lot of good arms. I'm with you. And not just Castillo, Kirby. Like, they're good. Understood. But the fact that you can say so quickly, oh, outside of Seattle, nope. Like, think about that statement. I know pitching's a little different. It's not 68 with Gibson and, you know, the game's changed. Guys aren't going deep. I know. We talked about me and Sal. We're messing around with Seaver's innings back in the day. Like, you know, 290 innings when he was a kid. Days are long gone. So there's a different emphasis on pitching. And subsequently, that has, you know, bearing on the finished product. Because bullpens are more important. All these things we know. But the Yankees, 1 through 12, 1 through 13? Come on. So you don't need an amazing lineup on February 25th to be optimistic about the Yankees. You might want it. You don't need it. That's my point. BT and Sound on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Next hour, we got a little 3RQ. Some more combine stuff, Stafford, Giants, Jets, little reaction to something that Muji said yesterday, and Aaron Glenn as well, about Aaron Rodgers, and what's Carl Anthony Towns' health. So we'll do a big juggle here. Baseball out of the chute, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Collaborate and listen.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan, 10:45 here. You like this one? Come on, you know you did, huh? How'd you not like this one?
Oh, dude, this was awesome back
then. This was fun. Even the video was cool. You look back now and say, well, you know what? I used to work at a day camp, and I did it for a couple years. Not a sports camp, just like an all-around day camp, but I was a counselor. And we would take the kids to, oh, I mentioned it to Sal a while back. I think it's called Adventureland Out East. Yeah, I think it was Adventureland. And we did that for like 2 or 3 years in a row. And you know when you go to these, I guess Great Adventure has it too, but like these smaller amusement parks, you can make these videos, like record songs and everything. You remember that? I actually made a video with two of my my 11, 12 years old. And this was the song that we made it to. They were like my background dancers. And they were like, one kid was like scratching on the scratching the record. I still have it, by the way. And I was Vanilla Ice. Oh, my God.
My favorite thing about that song is when he got sued by Queen.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
And he went on record going,
big thing.
See, my song goes, their song goes, ding, 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 ding. Mine goes, ding, 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 ba-dum, 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 whatever it is.
Did he win that on the technicality?
No.
Oh, he didn't know. He shouldn't have.
Okay. 1,000%.
Yeah. Was he the first? I mean, I doubt he was the first, but he had to be among the first to, like, lift something from an old school. And
no, he was not the first. He was
in terms of, like, I don't know if he was, like, hardcore rap, whatever you want to call him.
I think he was the most blatant. I think there's always been remixes.
Blatant.
Musculature.
I know. Understood. All right, so let's get back to the calls here. We got a big hour two coming up, a little 3RQ. You know, Carl Anthony Towns, just how banged up is he? And, of course I want the Knicks to win tonight. I'll get more into this coming up later. But, like, tonight's game is the kind of game where, all right, like, even if they do win, big deal. And you're like basically 10-point favorites against the Sixers, who are going nowhere without Embiid, who's probably done. They have 20 wins, the Sixers. Kind of a can't-win situation for the Knicks. If you pound them, well, you're supposed to. Ah, where was that against the Cavaliers and Celtics? Which, by the way, I would agree with. If you win and it's not aesthetically impressive, that's like a different level of criticism. And God forbid if you lose, it's over. So we'll do a little hoops later. All right, BT and Sal, back to you. Let me get John down in Philly talking about the Yankee. If I do have an issue here with the screen, it's not punching things up here. I'm not sure what's good. John in Philly, if you could help me out with that. John in Philadelphia. Yeah. What's up, John? How are you?
Hey, BT. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I got you. What's going on?
All right, perfect. Hey, you know, I think with as a Yankee fan myself, the ending of the season last year was one of the lowest moments. Losing Soto also didn't help, but I think for Yankee fans, collectively, we need to take a little bit of a deep breath here. I do think that the lineup is good enough to win. They have some speed. They have some depth that they haven't had in recent years. Where my bigger concern, though, and again, this is all hypothetical as we enter the season, I'm more concerned about the pitching staff, because if Cole goes down or Heel has a sophomore slump, this team that I think is still the best in the American League, that pitching staff starts having some issues. This team becomes very average, and then they have some real problems going into
I mean, talk about a worst-case scenario, John. And by the way, John, that's what happened last year. Now, I know they had Soto. Thanks for the call there. You guys are going to have to help me drop it as well. We'll fix this during the break. Thanks, Hoff. The Yankees pitching staff, along with – so you go back to the first month of the season last year, really even more than that, but certainly in April, Soto was a beast, starting with the first series in Houston, throwing a guy out at the plate. You know, Volpe was really good the first month of the season. And Cabrera was pretty good the first month of the season. But it was really the staff that was phenomenal. Like, the amount of quality starts the Yankees got without Gerrit Cole was very unexpected. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to throw worst case, like, well, what if Gerrit Cole gets hurt? And what if Luis Gil takes a step back? And, I mean, how many I'm not saying you can't look at it that way. I just choose to look at it, you know, not skewed so catastrophically, you know? Yankee staff is terrific. It really, going in on paper, it is money. Let me get Ellen in Manalapan. Ellen is on the Fan with BT and Sal. Ellen, how you doing?
Good morning. You are a breath of fresh air. I mean, in all the negativity, You are terrific. We love your show.
Yeah, you know, I never like to be negative. You know, I'm always telling you how the Knicks are going to beat the Celtics, and, you know, I agree. Negativity gets old after a while, Ellen. I agree with that. Try to be positive.
And want to make a point that I absolutely feel that they should give all these players, they have diamonds in the rough. They had Weaver, who was the bullpen that was terrific. They should extract all the ones that they say and give them a shot. They, you know, the Martians should go and do what they're doing. They should have Rice as a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
They had Volpe, who proves to be very, very good. They have Perez, who had a home run yesterday. I mean, they have a lot of pieces that they need to sort out.
Yeah, they do. They got some questions, Ellen. I'm looking forward to the answers. Like, to me, this is exciting. Now, yeah. And thank you for the call, Ellen. If we're sitting here and it's June and we're not liking the answers to these questions, we got some problems here. And then there could be a very long season for the Yankees. But, I mean, why am I going to even go there? Now, I'll tell you this. It's not even just ignoring stuff as much as it is reacting to what I know. All right, so, again, I hate to always throw it back to back in the day, but you go, I'm just take Mattingly, my all-time favorite player. You guys know that if you listen to the show. The reason why Donnie never really made the playoffs outside of the fact that there was no wild card and it was always Toronto winning and the Yankees had the most wins in the 80s, but they didn't make the playoffs from the, you know, outside of the 81 World Series. They had no pitching, okay? But the Yankees lineup was sick. Ricky, Willie, Mattingly, Winfield, Jack Clark, Pagliarula. They just had masters everywhere, right? And a couple of old-timers at the top of the line, a couple of Hall of Famers. And Mattingly would have been one if he didn't get hurt. But why didn't they win? They didn't win because they had awful pitching. Like, you're trotting out, like, Rick Roden and Drayback. Like not that they were bad in other places, but Yankees didn't have enough pitching. If this Yankee staff was like that Yankee staff, combined with the questions that are in the lineup, it wouldn't be positive, BT, as Helen said. I could promise you, I'd be all over them. All over them. But you got to weigh the merits of a team 1 through 25, 1 through 26, not just 1 through 4 in the batting order. There's a lot of different ways to win. Now, generally, the most satisfying way to win is to, you know, score 6 or 7 runs a night, you know, have a lights-out lineup, and have a couple of horses at the top of the rotation, like the Dodgers. Yeah, that's the best way to win. But that's not necessarily the recipe for everybody. Could it become the recipe for the Yankees? I'm going to stop short of saying, even if everything works out well, I don't think they'll bludgeon teams. I don't think the Yankees will have a lineup that people will be terrified of, outside of Judge. But I think it's going to be good enough and very much supported by an outstanding staff. Who was that, Hoff? I didn't hear you, bud. Let me get Kevin Stanford, BT and Sound on the Fan. Kev, what's going on?
What's up, BT? How you doing?
I'm good, dude. How are you?
Good. So I kind of want to piggyback off the positivity that I'm hearing, which is nice to hear as a Yankee fan, because what I wanted to say is I understand what Soto was, and I definitely wanted Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. But knowing what Hal has done in the past few years, if we get Soto for that amount of money, this lineup looks exactly like it did, if not a little bit worse than last season, aside from Judge and Soto, which I know is a big aside from.
Mm-hmm.
But we go and add Max Fried. We go and add Bellinger. We add Goldschmidt. We added a lot of pieces.
Devin Williams.
Gave ourselves a chance.
Devin Williams.
Devin Williams is a huge one.
Yeah.
Right? So now we have a phenomenal bullpen, a phenomenal starting rotation. And instead of looking at what if Cole goes down, what if Heel takes a step back, what if Clark Schmidt looks like he did last year, doesn't get hurt, takes a step up,
uh-huh.
What if Volpe takes another step up,
yeah.
Then we're looking at a really good team that's at the top of the American League again. So I think not making that Soto signing, while I did want him, I think it opens the door for a lot of opportunity for good things.
I agree. And it's exciting to me, Kevin, and thanks for the call there. And by the way, you know, you used the word optimistic. You know, this is not me just slanting optimistically just to make myself feel good. This is generally what I feel. I know they're not perfect, but who is outside of the Dodgers? Not perfect. You know, and the Volpe situation, and Sal even, like, I love Volpe's story, and I like Volpe as a player. Sal doesn't care as much about his story, being a Jersey kid, whatever. I love that. I'll always eat that stuff up. I'm I'm corny with that. Like, you're from here. I just, whatever. I've got more of an affinity for you. I root harder for you. That's just me. All right. But Sal actually thinks Volpe could be better than I do. Now, when I look at Volpe, and I've said this before, I don't see Gunnar Henderson. I don't see Witt. I don't see Lindor. I don't see that. But you know what I did see? And I actually saw it in the stadium. I saw this young man hit a grand slam in the World Series with my own eyes. I saw this young man have an OPS of over 800 in the playoffs with over 50 at-bats. And I also saw this young man line into about, now again, whatever. I mean, you either get a hit or you don't. But again, this is part of the next level evaluation. I mean, he was stinging the ball in every series. Hit it hard against the Royals, hit it hard against the Guardians, hit it hard against the Dodgers. Had some bad luck. I do think that Volpe's going to take a step. Now, how much? I don't know that you go from 209 to 243 to 290. I think that's incredibly unrealistic. But can you go from 209 to 243 to 267 and ish? And if you go to that area, well, you'd have to think that's probably good for 5, 6, 7 more steals because you get more hits and you're on base more. More chances to run, higher on base percentage, more opportunities for Judge, blah, blah. Like, that's where it all trickles down if it works. And if it doesn't, well, it's going to be an interesting season. I think it will. I mean, I know the Yanks will be good. Let's see if they can be great. And if they're not, and this is, listen, if you just tuned in, this is the main point. If they're not great, and by the way, I don't expect them. I don't think we're sitting here in June and July saying, wow, the Yankees are great. Wow, Yankees look like the 98 Yankee. Nobody's going to ever look like that again. I don't think, except maybe the Dodgers this year. The Yankees are going to, you know, guarantee win the World Series. You won't hear that from me. I think they will be viable. I think they will be a playoff team, and I don't think they will have more than 90 wins. And I also believe, unlike some of you, when it's time to make the one power move, if there's a power move to be made, Hal will deliver. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.